Thank you very much. And I'd like to end my set with a favorite song of mine. It's based on an old ballad, Whaley Whaley, an English ballad. This is The Water Is Wide.
Thank you, Maddie. That's Madeline McNeil. And her limousine is waiting in the parking lot to whisk her off to her next gig. Actually, she does have to catch a plane tonight, so we're saying goodbye to Maddie. Let's say goodbye to Maddie.
Bye, Maddie.
She's a real pleasure to have around, and we're lucky to have her as part of our Augusta family. She's been involved with Augusta for I don't know how many years. I know at least 10, because I've been saying 10 years for the last several years. So anyway, she's been here as an instructor many times. She is going to be back this summer teaching a class in dulcimer, and so maybe we'll see her again during some of our summer concerts. This next couple of performers coming up here have also been part of Augusta for many, many years. Keith Young and Neil Walter are part of the Mill Run Dulcimer Band, and their whole band has been here a number of times. In fact, I believe last year the whole band was here to play for our dance. Those of you who aren't familiar with the, the physical plant of this building, right below the stage is a woodworking shop. And as long as they aren't using the bandsaw during concerts, it's not a problem. And so right below here all week long, Keith Young has been teaching a class in mountain dulcimer construction. And about an hour ago, he finished a dulcimer that he's going to be playing here this evening. So we're going to be the world premiere of one of his dulcimers. I understand that he has 8 students, and they will all finish their dulcimers tomorrow and have a chance to play those, I guess, at the student showcase tomorrow evening up at Halleyhurst for those involved with the Dulcimer Week. Neil Walter has been here all week as sort of our, how do you describe what Neil does? He's like our jack of all trades. He locks up at night, and he unlocks in the morning, and he runs jam sessions, and he changes people's strings, and he runs and gets coffee, and he does everything. And so he's a facilitator. That's the 4-syllable word for what Neil does. I think we're about ready. When Dale starts playing with their kneecaps, we know we're about ready. Okay, let's get them out here. Neil Walter and Keith Young.
Well, you folks that know the Mill Run Dulcimer Band know that we're famous for barnyard animals. Chickens in the yard, that sort of stuff. Well, we got a brand new one. This is an old mule, and we call him Jack. The name of this tune is Old Jack. To work mighty hard on the old back 40 back when I was just a little lad, plowing up the fields and laying down the furrows when the weather is good or bad. I remember well what my daddy used to say as he pushed along behind the plow. Jack's a good old mule and there ain't another like him, and the sweat was dripping off his brow. He sang, Old Jack, can you hear the wind blow? Old Jack, can you feel the time go? Oh, Jack, you don't look like much, but you've always been a friend to me. Oh, Jack had been around for as long as I remember, and perhaps another year or so. And there never was a time when the floppy-eared critter didn't put his heart in every row. When my daddy used to smile and he said he was a happy man, for the little bit of time that he had under heaven to be living and to work the land. He sang, Old Jack, can you hear the wind blow? Old Jack, can you feel the time go? Old Jack, you don't look like much, but you've always been a friend to me. When the snows fell down in the middle of the winter, Jack would pull us down along the road in a rickety sleigh that we got from the neighbors with 2 runners that were bent and bowed. Then we'd all stop a while and we'd listen to the wind as it whistled on a winter's night. Jack would listen to and Daddy'd sing as the snow as it settled on the fields of white. He sang,
Old Jack and Jill, Old Jack
and Jill, time go. Old Jack, you don't look like much, but you've always been a friend to me. So I stand in the fields of this little old farm, and I push along behind the plow. I remember all the times and the seasons and the wind and the little lad that's older now. I got an old mule and a call named Jack, and he puts his heart in every row. A woman and a son and an old time song, and I love to sing it very low. I sing,
Old Jack,
can you hear the wind blow?
Old Jack,
can you feel the time go? Old Jack, you don't look like much, but you've always been a friend to me. I sing,
Old Jack, can you hear the wind blow?
Old Jack, can you feel the time go? Old Jack, you don't look like much, but you've always been a friend to me.
Well, there's that new dulcimer. I think that's Dave's dulcimer.
Where's Dave at? Dave, where you at?
There he's waving right in the middle.
Right there in the middle. Thanks, Dave.
Let me hear you. Okay. Sorry, Dave. It's his fault. I think Keith can fix that. Well, we like to sing a lot together, and this is one of our favorite tunes that we sing. It's called The Sweet Sunny South. Sheltered me then. was my wife and the dear ones of whom I'm bereft. And I long for the old house again. Take me home to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? South, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? What is left that I knew? Can it be that the old house is gone? All the friends of my childhood indeed must be few. Now I must face death all alone. Take me home to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Oh, why was I tempted to roam?
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. That one's Keith, the other one's Neil. Thank you, Keith and Neil, we really appreciate it. How'd that new dulcimer sound? Couldn't hear it. Sounded good. Keith will be back this summer teaching that class once again. I can't count how many times he's taught it here, but he'll be here again this summer, so we will see Keith again. This next performer to come out is actually here for her first time. The first couple acts represent sort of the ongoing heritage of dulcimer music at Augusta, and of course it all keeps on rolling by bringing in new people every chance we get. Loris Hornbostel is from Cherokee, North Carolina. Some of you, that may sound kind of familiar. How many of you were here last week when we had the Cherokee dancers from North Carolina? Yeah, a lot of the local people were here. We were lucky enough to have Walker Calhoun, one of the grand men of Cherokee dance and song, come up with some of his family, and they performed right here on the stage last week. Well, Lois is from, or is currently living in Cherokee, North Carolina. She said she moved there from Louisiana, and she represents a different tradition from that part of the mountains, although she does know Walker quite well. They played music together, I guess, down that way. But Lois is going to come out here and play a number of different dulcimers. She asked me to carry this one out. I'd like to just mention this is called an epinette. You might notice it's a... She'll tell you more about it and play it like it deserves. So let's make her welcome Lois Hornbostel.
I'm having a wonderful week here, and I'm really enjoying playing for everybody and exploring our lovely instruments. The Epinette de Vosges is a French dulcimer, has 7 strings, is from the French tradition, and sometimes played with a noter. But with those extra strings, I like to use it to fingerpick tunes that have long sustained notes. And some people have asked me to play this. I played it the other day for them, and it's called The Water is Wide. And I think you heard Maddie's vocal rendition of it. And so I'm going to do an instrumental one on the epinette. Thank you. This is a couple of slow pieces that I'm going to play. I think I just saw my partner for this piece come running around the side. I think, should we go ahead and play a fast one? This is exciting. Jill Smith is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and here she comes right now. How's that for a dramatic entrance? Welcome, Jill. Just in the nick of time, she'll be right out. And I met Jill at Appalachian State University, where we have a dulcimer week, and she's been studying hammer dulcimer. Your dulcimer's out here? She's been studying in Steve's class, but she's also a fine mountain dulcimer player and arranger, and I really like her finger-picking style. So I invited her to come on and play. She worked out a harmony for the next couple of pieces, and she'll be playing them on her Dennis DeRoghi dulcimer, by the way. This one is made by Bill Taylor and Pigeon Forge. We've talked about it some. It's got the old man's face on it. Thing. And I like to be gentle when I strum this because his nose is flattening out a little bit. We're going to do a little medley, a little duet of Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes and Believe Me If All Those Endearing Young Charms. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. One of the most fun things this week for me has been to meet Neil Walters, and we're going to play a couple of tunes for you and sing a song. This next song, as Neil's coming out, I'll tell you a little bit about. I've kind of gotten a bad reputation for having written this song. It's a song about women on the road who admire good-looking men.
You didn't tell me you wrote this.
Yes. I know, I was trying to keep it a secret.
Now I know why you had such fun with this.
And it's about the men who fix the roads that we drive along the highways. I was traveling a lot one year all throughout Ohio and was getting kind of a little road weary until I noticed there was a lot of road construction. Saw a lot of fine looking men perk me right up, and I have enjoyed my travels ever since. Road crews waving out to me. Travel in this country, there's plenty sights to see, but they're